For some reason, in I guess the world at large, there's some resistance to what seems to be from Chazal very clear, the concept of bitochon being a simple feeling that Hashem is going to help me, that things are going to work out, that my needs, my problems will be resolved, my needs will be provided. That's simple understanding. And this is repeated again in so many different psukim and tehillim and so many different statements that are made. And for some reason, there's a movement. I certainly don't want to say there's a conspiracy, but there seems to be a strong push to say no, to quote the Chazon Ish, which others would say is not really an appropriate quote, but not to go into that now, and say that no, this is a tos, and it's just about recognizing that everything is from Hashem, and that there are no accidents, and that's where the Menuchas HaNefesh has to come from, and this idea of things are going to vevadayi etoiv, or like the Meiri says, Haboiteach b'Hashem ein toicheles shaloi nichzivo. That's not to be taken literally. I don't know exactly how it's to be taken, but there's a movement like that. And the truth of the matter is that I really understand that movement, because that movement is addressing or concerned about disappointment. Because if you tell people that, you know, if you have bitochon, everything's going to work out, and then it doesn't work out, and they think they had bitochen, then it's very disillusioning. It's very concerning. It's very it's a very difficult position to be in. Of course, then you have to explain that bitochen is not just a statement, and it's not just a trick, and there's not a button that you press. It's an effort, and you have to achieve, and you have to work, and it has to be. And then they get a little bit nervous because you say, oh, you mean you have to have it 100%, and if you don't have it 100%, then it's not going to work. And you can always say you don't have it 100%, so then what are you really telling me? And it's always going to be, and it's never going to be 100% anyway. So the whole thing becomes a bit impractical. And, it's a concern. Ad kedei kach, that many people will say, don't dare to suggest to a person in a mokum tzora that we should have bitochum, and if he's convinced, chlor, 100%, ad kedei kach, that he wouldn't sell the raffle ticket for half price, like Rabbi Yisrael Salanta's story. So then, don't tell him that, because when it doesn't happen, who knows? The guy might be shattered. His emuna might be broken. Who knows what's going to happen? What he's going to do, and what's going to... And don't say these things. Mitzad sheni. Since in reality it seems that that is what it is, or at least one of the levels of bitochen. So by not saying it, you deprive a person of an opportunity to be healed, to be able to succeed, to accomplish, to overcome his obstacle, his tzora. So you've really meinea from him a chesed. So what do you do? It's a complicated situation. So I happen to notice that the Orchis Tzadikim in the Shara Simcha, this is quoted from, makes the following statement, and then there's a piece here from the Chofetz Chaim in his Machne Yisroel, which was a directive to Jewish soldiers going out to Milchoma, which I think shed some light on this dilemma. The Orchis Tzadikim says, "Mi shemame belekim belev sholem, one who believes in Hashem belev sholem with a fullness of heart, uboiteach boi bebitochoin chozok." And trusts him with a strong measure of bitochen, Yovi oisa habitochon shelo yifchad me'odam midovo ro. That bitochon will bring him that he won't be afraid of a person from any bad happening from that person. V'lo yavod lo odam zulos litzrasus elov. And he won't serve anyone other than Hashem to find favor, I guess, in his eyes, to curry favor, to be able to get favors from him. V'lo yekav le'ish, he won't hope to a person. V'lo yaskmi mo'im b'dvorshu neged avodas habiri. And he won't agree with people to do anything together with them, which is neged the avodas Hashem. Because he has that bitochon b'Hashem. V'lo yafchiduhu in your name, v'lo yechas mimachlekusam. He's not going to be afraid of them or afraid of their disputing him and anything. And if he has to give him toichocha, lo yizor b'chvoidom. Supposed to be yizor b'chovid. He means, I guess, that they won't, because of the fear, they won't withhold the toichocha. V'milachimu lo yevesh mehem. And if they'll embarrass him, he won't be embarrassed from them. Irrelevant. They're irrelevant. Who cares? V'lo yeyap lohem hasheker. And it won't, I guess, that means to beautify the sheker. In other words, to be mishaker because of whatever he's afraid or whatever he's concerned from them. K'meishom ha-novi. And then he quotes the novi. And he says, novi Yishai says, V'Hashem elikim yazor li. Hashem will help me, Yazuli, help me. Al kain lo nichlamti, therefore I'm not embarrassed. Al kain samti ponika chalomish, therefore I put my face like a stone, like I'm hard as a rock. Nothing bothers me. Ve'eda ki lo yevosh, and I know that I won't be embarrassed. So first of all, it sounds like Vashem Elikim Yazuli is talking. You know, he should have this. What's the bitochon? Hashem's going to help me. I rely on Hashem. Sounds like it's that I'm counting on him for the Ezra, which is what we say, Pshat Melech Uizer Meshiu Mogen. That's what the Avnei Elio says, that Ezra is a Hashem helps even those people. They do their shtadlus, they have to do what they do, and he's the Ezra. He's also the Meshiah, he's also the Mogen, but that's besides the point. But what I find very interesting over here is that he says a person who's Mamim Belev Sholem, Uboiteach Bebe Bitochen Chozok, the bitochen will bring him to these things. What about the emuna? Let's say he's a bal emuna mishemamin belikim belev sholem. I believe in Hashem belev sholem. That doesn't mean just the existence of Hashem. That means a mamin believes in all the ma'ani mamins. He believes in Hashem's existence. He believes in Hashkocha protis. He believes in Hashem's hatovo. He believes in Hashem's koiches. He believes in everything. So he's a total mamim belev sholem, and it penetrated to his heart also. He's not biteach boy, bitochen chozok. And maybe he has a bitochen kal. He doesn't have a bitochen chozok. Yovei oisa bitochen. The bitochen is going to bring him to these things, it sounds like. That anything short of that bitochen chozok will not bring him to these things. He will not be able to. Lo yifached me'odam midvaro. It's Hashem in the world. Lo yavad lo'odam zulosu l'sratzus elov. I'm not going to say, there's a Hashem ba'an, imam in, no. Lo yikav le'ish. Lo yaskim imo'em b'dor sh'neged. I won't be able not to agree with them and go with them k'neged avodas Hashem, even though I'm a mam in b'lev sholem, because I'm not a bal bitochon chozok. That's what it seems to say. If that's the case, that it really seems that we have to view bitochon as a critical ingredient in this process of strengthening a person with emunah. And that even though he has the fullest intellectual awareness of Hashem and all of his hatov and all of his koiches and all of his involvement, and it's belev sholem, he has no doubt about it whatsoever, any part of his heart, it's belev sholem. But if he isn't that Baal Bitochen, and the Baal Bitochen that he refers to is the posuk that he brings from Yeshaya, Hashem Elikim Yazor Li, Hashem will help me. Hashem Yazor. Hashem is going to help me. If he's lacking in that, Bechosko, he doesn't have that in strength, then these areas are going to be, maybe to some extent, whatever, but he's not the person who's going to be able to stand up against opposition, Avodas Hashem, not to be afraid of other people, even though he knows that Hashem controls everything, and he won't be able not to have any busha from them. It seems without that connection That sense of bitochen, that sense of Hashem yazoli, that it's more than just it's more than the concepts that I know about Hashem, but it's the reliance that I feel in Hashem. Then I don't necessarily have the strength to stand up against this type of opposition, these types of nisyonis that he delineates over there. Okay, so we see that this bitochen and the definition that he says is one of Elikim, Hashem Elikim Yazerli, is critical to be able to execute, to be able to implement, to be able to and resist all of these challenges and difficulties that even an Emunah B'Lev Sholem would not be able to fortify him against. Okay, so that certainly means that this this bitochon is an extremely critical ingredient in one's overall Avodas Hashem, and in this thick skin to be not to be embarrassed, and his strength to be able to stand up against opposition, and it's a very, very significant piece. Okay, so that makes it even more imperative to get, and that makes the problem of what if I can't achieve it maybe even more and more serious. So if you look, it's a whole Arichas here, and I don't want to take too much time. I really suggest that everybody should read it. It's not a good public speaking tool to read 50 lines, you know. So you have to, do a little homework. But the basic thing the Chofetz Chaim says over here very clearly, he says when a person has a tzora and this, he should say, let's see where this. He said, well, let's start from the beginning. He says, first, of course, a person has to be, he's writing to the soldiers that are going out to fight in the I don't know who, the czars or whoever Milchoma it was. The Acha Shapishpish Pamasav is Tyra of Inoisov, the Kibulol of Allah Habo, be Emes, Becholibo, Bechol Navshoi, the Kayim Kikola Kosubatera, Yivtach Bashem of the Keashomayim. He's talking out to the soldiers, not even talking to the tzaddiki hador who reached the highest levels. Yivtach b'Hashem elokei ha'shamayim v'yeyachel elov shebevada yazrenu b'milchomo, and hope and rely on him that he will definitely help you in this milchomo. Kamo shivtiach lonu b'teiro hakdosh parshas v'eschanan shekosu ki itoved bonim v'nei bonim l'shantem ishchatem v'asisem pesel v'hefitz Hashem eschem v'amim v'kashtem mishomes Hashem elikecho u'motzoso ki sidrashenu b'chol avo v'chol v'chol nafshecho. When you search out Hashem, and that's what many seem to say, that's the idea that I'm relying on Hashem, I'm turning to Hashem, I'm searching for him, I'm counting on him, he's the one that, but and he will respond, because that's part of Hashem's midas or rachmonis, that he responds to those that are mevakesh, that those are relying, that those are accounting. We say it all the time in Yalaviovu. Why? That's the schus, because we're counting on you. And since we're counting on you, you respond, because okay. So very good, and he goes on to a whole arichas of how this works. But at the very end, he says something which I think is a mitzvah lefarsim. And he says as follows. At the very end, you turn on the other side of the page. He repeats again. Even if he's not Bekatiri Hashem, Afrikan al Yeshai, Shatzman Harachamim, the Yiftach, even if a person is not from the klal of Katiri Hashem, Bishleimus, he should be al Yeshai, Shatzman Harachamim, don't give up hope from Rachamim, the Yiftach Bashem, the Yayachel Lechastoi, trust in Hashem and await his chesed, Shehu Mischasid im Haboitchim Boy, Ukumashakosiv Rabbi Machovim Lerosho, Fabutech Bashem Chesed is Savavenu. Even a Rosh Hashanah say Ubatech Bashem, and then he says the words Ulefi Goydel Habitochoin Kein Goydel Hahatzola. According to the strength of his bitochon, will be the greatness of his bitochon, commensurate with the Goydel Hahatzola. In other words, bitochon is not an all or nothing operation. if I reach that level of bitochen sholem, to the extent that if you offered me $5,000 for my lottery ticket, that I wouldn't take it because I'm sure that I'm going to make the 10. I says, that's not all or nothing. That's not the only effective bitochen. He says, he's talking to the soldiers, and he's concerned. They're not so yira shomayim necessarily. And memela, they may not be on that madrega, and they may not feel that they're worthy. And because they don't feel that they're worthy, they may not, despite the Chofetz Chaim's whole speech here, come to the level to be botuach, that they're going to be saved by milchoma. But he tells us something else, that this is it's commensurate. There's a balance. Kefi Lefi goydel habitochon, kachu goydel ha'atzola. So you can't go wrong. It has to accomplish. It's not going to fail. Because to whatever degree a person musters some sincere feeling of bitochon, and, you know, there's endless levels. There's sure, and there's sure, and there's sure, and there's more, and there's confident, and there's hopeful, and there's losing hope, and there's refusing to lose hope, and there's refusing with a deeper conviction, and there's a greater opposition is the only thing that could get me with this level of opposition, I won't lose, and maybe if I had further, I would lose. And it's infinite levels. It says, Lefi godel habitochon, kein hu godel ha'atzola, it will affect, it doesn't have to be the 100% in order to affect a level, a commensurate level of Hatzola. And I think what that really means, Lamaisa, is that we all stand to benefit, and even if a person feels, and maybe rightly so, inadequate to reach the levels that are would be considered, you know, bitochen sholem, and therefore I might say I might as well give up, and especially I might hesitate to advise other people to do it, because if they don't reach that level, they won't get results, and they might even be shaken in their basics, in their emuna. I would say no. I says kefi goydel habitochen kach goydel hatzola. This is a formula that will definitely, to whatever degree a person is able to master a level, whatever level of trust in Hashem, it's to that degree that he will reap the benefits.